I'm at Haverstock Comprehensive School. Not just any old school for me, my old comprehensive, or one of the two comprehensives that I attended. It's a very different school today because it was a school in 1978 to 1983 of 14 different buildings, I think, all but two of them Victorian, and the two that weren't were huts. It's now a fantastic new school that has been rebuilt for 1,200 kids. It's a school that's pulled itself up by its bootstraps. I have memories of a remarkable head teacher who taught English and was a dead-eye with the chalkboard rubber, which he could chuck across the room at anyone in that mixed ability English class, and bullseye. I have memories too of interminably difficult A-level physics classes. I got a D in A-level physics, and frankly it was a miracle I got a D. I'd only got a D because I got an A for the practical experiment, so God knows what my actual written exams were like. This was a school, Haverstock, of 64 different languages being spoken, and at its best it combined the rigour of high academic achievement with the buzz of creativity and diversity. It didn't always meet that standard, and one of the things that motivates me and one of the things that taught me about equality of opportunity and inequality of opportunity was that too many of my friends left school, never mind without getting the grades, but without actually doing the exams, because they were what were called then Easter leavers, which meant they left in the Easter of what was then called the fifth year before they even did O-levels, not before they got good grades in O-levels. And that was because of pressure in the home or general sense that they were better off getting out to work. And I think that one of the things that motivates me is creating an education system that really does have the high aspirations that the pupils in this school have talked to me about this morning. And wherever they come from, it gives them a sense that they should really work to be all that they can be.